You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Roughly 4.5 million people in the U.S. have developmental disabilities, and today those individuals are living longer than ever before. Many of them are being cared for at home, and when their parents die, there's a growing need for their siblings to take over as primary caregivers. That's the case for Beverly McIver, whose life changed dramatically in 2004 when her mother died and she had to assume responsibility for her older sister, Renee, who was born with a mental disability.
I know it sounds stupid, but I never, ever thought my mother would actually die. Everybody knew that I had made this promise. So everybody was asking me questions about Renee. What are you going to do? Have you made any plans? These are my friends, and I know they're just being concerned, but I haven't even thought about that. Leave me alone.
Beverly McIver's story is chronicled in the new HBO documentary, Raising Renee. It debuts on February 22nd, and she joins us in our studio this morning, along with the two filmmakers, husband and wife team, Stephen Asher and Jeannie Jordan. Thanks for joining us, all three of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, Beverly, one of the reasons so many people may be asking you about Renee is because your beautiful artwork was very much inspired by your sister. Before you took over her care, she was, in a way, your muse. You talk about the feelings that you had in this documentary when she first came to live with you. So explain to me, on that day when she moved in and the week that followed, tell me what that was like.
Well, at the time that my mother passed away, I was actually living in New York. And so I left New York. I was at a fellowship. And I left New York and moved back to Arizona. And Renee came to live with me in Arizona. And it was completely overwhelming. I mean, Renee was ready to move on and start a new life. And she said, matter of fact, she said, you know, I'm ready to start over. And I was missing New York and thinking, oh, my God. You know, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to cook for dinner? So it was completely overwhelming.
And since you didn't have children, right?
Right.
So this is not something you ever imagined yourself really having to worry about on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly.
And in the documentary, you kind of go into, in a really intimate and open way, about the feelings that it brought out of you and how that sometimes affected your art.
Right. I mean, I experienced an array of emotions, from being, you know, angry to being joyous about Renee coming to live with me, to everything in between. So it was tough. It was really tough.
Also with us, as I said, the two directors of this documentary, Stephen Asher and Jeannie Jordan. Jeannie, explain how you hooked up with Beverly McIver and her story. I mean, was it just wanting to examine this phenomenon, I guess, of siblings taking care of their other siblings?
No, Beverly and I had a fellowship at the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study. I was there editing our last film, So Much So Fast, and Beverly was there doing a whole series of paintings. And so we had studios next to each other for almost a year. So as anyone who knows Beverly knows, she's easy to make friends with. And we just really got on. And she told me a lot about her life. And she told me about this promise she'd made to her mother. And her painting is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
So those things, as a filmmaker, I mean, and then Steve met her, and it really was a perfect match, the three of us, because we were already friends. So that was a good place to start from.
Well, Stephen, explain to me, what did you learn in this film? What was it that was surprising to you about the challenges of taking care of another adult, one adult taking care of another adult with perhaps a mental disability?
Well, I mean, part of what was, when you asked what drew us to make the film, you know, we were drawn to the promise that Beverly had made. And it was this, you know, far in the future promise. She had no idea when or if she would actually be called on to come through with it. And when we started the film, her mother was healthy, so we didn't really, you know, it wasn't in the immediate future. But shortly after we started filming, her mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died 3 months later. So it was all incredibly sudden. And it was quite amazing to be with Beverly, to go from this very inchoate, when might this happen, to it's happening now, you have to make these decisions now, and come up with a whole new way of living. And the film follows them for 5 years through this wonderful arc from the suddenness to a long-term relationship together, and then an opportunity arises many years later where Renee could live independently, and the film follows them through that period too.
And I should say it's very clear in the entire documentary that all of these struggles are played out against the backdrop of a very deep abiding love between these two siblings. But let's talk for a moment, Beverly, about what Stephen just mentioned, when Renee was able to live on her own. After that period of time, that adjustment, what was it like then when you were living without her?
Well, it was great. I mean, you know, one of the great things is to be able to give Renee the independence to just live on her own and experience her own space and her own cat and everything. So that was a wonderful gift that I could give to her that perhaps my mother would have never allowed because she was too protective. And for me, it allowed me to, you know, not focus my life or structure my life around Renee, which I had done from morning, you know, to night, every day. It gave me some great freedom.
Did you regret then making that promise to your mother?
Yes. I did because, well, I think that, like Steve said, we weren't expecting her to die so suddenly. And I was expecting to be the promise to happen far off into the future, you know, when I was rich and could hire a nanny or somebody to do it for me, you know. But it happened pretty sudden, right in the midst of my career as an artist. So
the rise of a promising artist.
Yeah. I just wanted to say one of the things that we think is really special about what Beverly has shared in the film is that she's incredibly open about what's frustrating about taking care of a sibling in that situation. She's incredibly frank, but along with that comes this incredible commitment and love that's there the whole time. So the film does not whitewash what's hard. And a lot of people, a lot of audiences have really responded to the fact that she's not trying to make it seem like it's easy or fun all the time. On the other hand, her dedication and 5 years of incredible care of Renee are in the film. So
the other thing that comes out in this, Jeannie, obviously, is a kind of a hole in the safety net, right? I mean, obviously, there's many ways in which our society is not helping Americans to take care of relatives who need extra care.
I was going to say, is there a safety net? I don't really know if there is. But, I mean, it really is a huge problem, as you said at the beginning, that many, many families are dealing with. I mean, we know so many people that are dealing with this, with, you know, siblings with one disability or another. And the other siblings have to help because the parents are older. So, I mean, the situation with the McKeevers was incredibly smooth, I think, compared to some people who just don't have any options. But there's so much love and humor in this family that they managed, you know, between Beverly and her sister Ronnie and Ronnie's husband Hobson, they all managed to kind of make it happen. But Beverly made it happen.
Smooth, and yet that's sometimes unbelievably frustrating, right, Beverly? I wanted to play for you this comment that Renee makes in the film, when she's talking about her feelings about staying with you.
Yes, she's raising me. Mama told Beverly that I want you to do me a favor. She said, I want you to start to raise Renee. And Beverly accept. She said, okay. So she's doing a good job. And I like it. A lot.
Beverly, your message to somebody else who's in your position?
Well, my message to anyone in my position is to take care of yourself, you know, love yourself. It's hard being a caregiver. It's normal to feel frustrated sometimes. And, you know, enjoy the person that you love.
And think twice before you make promises, right?
That's right.
Beverly McKeever, artist. I highly recommend you at least go to Google her name, take a look at some of her paintings. They're beautiful. The subject of this new documentary, it's called Raising Renee. It airs on HBO on February 22nd. And Stephen Asher and Jeannie Jordan are the husband and wife team and directors of the new documentary. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We suspect you might be able to resonate with that message from Beverly to caregivers out there. Millions of Americans are caregivers for a sibling, for a family member, for an elderly parent. And they don't get much support. We're trying to give it to you this morning. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. We know you have similar stories. And while you're there, give us your feedback on today's show. The huge wrangle over the transportation bill is one of the conversations. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.